Radha Sudha Nidhi class, continuing on verse 156, which is one point we wanted to finish from yesterday. Basically, the verse is talking about a seva that the mandris do for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. Tumbled seva. In Hindi they say pan seva. Lulitinava lavangara karpura puram priyatam mukachandra girna tambula kandam ganapulaka kapola swarayanti madasye arpayatu kim apidasi vatsala kari radha. Vatsala, it says, vatsala kari radha. Karhi means also kabe or kada, when. The last line of the verse is saying, when will Radharani so affectionately put the Mahaprasadi pan into my mouth as a manjari? So we discussed yesterday the extreme intimacy of the relationship of Radharani with her servants. The manjaris are her younger sakis, they're her maidservants. And they're so trusted and so confidential that right in the Kunja Leela of Radha and Krishna, they're serving side by side with other manjaris. We have in medieval times or years ago, hundreds of years ago, the queen would have so many servants, maid servants, who would brush her hair and take care of her clothing and bathe her and massage her body. They were called dasis, Rani dasis. So the mandris are like that. Radharani, she's about 15 years old, and the mandris are about 12 or 13. They're sakis. They're called kinkaris, or anucharanis, or sahacharis, or dasis. These are different words, Sanskrit words, which means servants, maidservants. So the extraordinary appreciation that Radharani has for her servants and how much she receives, Krishna passes his pan to Radharani in an intimate exchange of a kiss. Radharani relishes Krishna's Mahaprasad, as we all do when we receive Mahaprasad. And then she gives it to the mouth of their mandris. It just says that. She puts it in her mandri's mouth, maybe by hand or whatever. So in the purport, in the tika that's quoted here, they cited one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Antya Leela, and we didn't know who was speaking that verse. But the verse is actually being spoken by Mahaprabhu, and he's in, of course, in Radhabhav, Radha's Mahabhav, in Jagannath Puri, in Gambira Leela. And he's revealing his mind to Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy, of course, is the Gaur Leela identity of Radharani's most confidential, trusted Sakhi named Vishakha. Vishakha is one of the Asta Sakhis. And in this conversation, Mahaprabhu, totally absorbed in Radhabhav, in Radha's Mahabhav, is revealing her mind to Vishakha. So that's, and what she's saying here is that Krishna's tambal is very, this is a review of the last points yesterday. Krishna's tambal is very proud. It says Dhamba Paripati. This is in the Gita, chapter 16, the quality of the Asur Lakshana. Dhamba, pride. Very money, proud person. That's why Mahaprabhu said, cut this pride. Do you want prema? Then cut the pride. Amanina, manidena. Amanina, manidena, kirtaniya, sadahari. Nam bhajan will give Krishna prema. But Krishna prema is only available to the humble. Without dainya bhav, or humility, then prema will never come. Humility is a great magnet to attract the creep of the Lord. It's told everywhere by every saint, every sage, every teacher, every religious person. Lord Jesus told, the meek and humble shall inherit the kingdom of God. Those that are meek, M-E-E-K, excuse me. Those that are meek and humble, then God comes to them. It's descending grace, aroha. There's avaroha and aroha. Avaroha means to descend, to come down. So this is the path of mercy, path of kripa. It's avaroha. It comes down. The mercy comes down. We endeavor, as Yashoda endeavored to tie Lalaji Damodar in this month. She really endeavored. Then, but that was only one finger. Every time she tried to tie the rope, it was two fingers too short. One was her cheshta. One anguli represented her cheshta, her endeavor. She got so many ropes, tied them together, and every time put it around Lalaji, two fingers too short. Only this, do anguli kame. So then again, feverishly tying more, perspiring, the flowers, malika flowers falling off her hair and perspiring heavily. And swasa, swasa, muhu swasa, kampa. Krishna's muhu swasa kampa, tireka kanta. We sing the Dhamma Dharasya when the Krishna's muhu swasa kampa, tireka kanta. Krishna's deeply breathing as he's running in fear of Mother Yashoda. When Mother Yashoda, when she finally catches him and tries to tie him up, then Mother Yashoda is Yashoda muhu swasa. She's also deeply breathing. Come on. So Krishna says, all right, there your cheshta is there, your sadhana abhyas, your yoga abhyas, your daily endeavor, your anudinam, sadhana anudinam, day after day, anudinam sadhana abhyas. That's your cheshta. But kripa, bina kripa, success nehava. Guru kripa he kevalam. Bhagavan kripa hi kevalam, Mahant kripa hi kevalam, Nam kripa hi kevalam, Dham kripa hi kevalam, Shastra kripa hi kevalam. Keval only with this. So this, we're reading here, this last line is that in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu says, do you know that this pawn is proud, is Dumba, because of two things. One thing, this is Radharani, remember, this is Mahaprabhu speaking in the Bhav. Totally absorbed, tanmaya, atma tanmaya, bhav tanatmaya, with Radharani's bhav. Totally absorbed and speaking to Ramananda. Ramananda Roy is not Ramananda now, he's Vishaka. He's a confidential Parama Prishta Sakhi, Asha Sakhi, Vishaka. And Mahaprabhu is no longer Mahaprabhu, he's Radharani, totally in Radharani, Radharani's bhav. He says, oh, Vishaka, do you know this Krishna, this Krishna Tambo Prasadi, Prasadi Pan, it is very Dumba, Dumba Paripati. It is very proud. Acha. Pride is the quality of an insentient being. A rock can be proud. A camera, this microphone is proud. This tumble is just insentient. It's just some Bhuta, Prakriti, Jada. But she's giving human qualities. Yes, and that's the nature of Mahabhav. When you read the Lakshana, Ujjala Nilamani, what are the Lakshana Mahabhav? When the beloved, or the lovers, usually it's the beloveds, the sweethearts, the Nayakas, the heroines beloved sweethearts of Krishna, when they enter Mahabhav, then they ascribe human feelings even to the mountains and to the river and to the trees, and, oh, Mother Earth. And they simply see grass. There's some kusa grass growing on the earth. This durva, like this grass here growing in his yard is actually durva grass. Someone came and pointed to me. I thought it was just weedy grass. He said, this is very auspicious. This is durva grass, like durvasa muni. He said, you can make wheatgrass juice out of this. You know, some people drink this wheatgrass. So that's Videshis. They have wheat. We have durva grass. And Durvasa Muni was existing on this. It's so powerful. So, this is, I lost my point what I was saying, but so Mahaprabhu is telling, is proud, because what is this temple? It's Amritsar. And I don't mean the pilgrimage place for the Sikh Punjabis, Amritsar. I mean, Amritsar. Radharani says, Mahaprabhu is telling, Krishna Tampo Prasadi Amritsar. It is the essence. It is you can Age Beti. This Tambo is the essence of nectar. So one reason the Tambo is proud, because the Tambo is thinking, I am the essence of nectar. Why is Krishna's Prasadi the essence of nectar? Because it's coming from his mouth. His mouth is full of shamras. We have this book, Radha Ras Sudanidhi. Radha Ras Sudanidhi. But then there's Shamras. There's chairs in there. Haridas, Korsi Lila. So there's Shamra, so Krishna chooses a tambul, then all of his prema and love for Radharani mixes in the tambul. Now that tambul takes on the quality of Amritsar, Mahaprabhu is telling in the CC. It becomes the essence of nectar. And then, what's another reason why this tambul is proud? And this, because this verse that we read yesterday is spoken by Mahaprabhu to Ramananda Roy, Vishaka, and Mahaprabhu's in Radhabhav. So he says, this tambul is proud because it's the Amritsar, and second cause of pride, he says, Gopira Mukha Kore Alabati. And this is Bangla, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Alabati means spittoon. Spittoon means a chota kumba. Pot. Small pot. Ding. You know, the kings and the wealthy people, they have these golden kalashas or small kalashas, and they would spit this spittoon. So Radharani's telling, Krishna's prasadi pan is proud because it's the essence of nectar, and Krishna uses the mouths of the gopis, gopira mukha, for spittoons. Even though on either side of the flower bed, on either side of Krishna's flower bed, in the kunja, there are spittoons, golden spittoons, which are inlaid with jewels that are placed there by the Sevadasis. And Krishna says, no, not needed. So this same Gopira Mukha Alabati, this pan that becomes, it ends up in the spittoon of the gopis' mouths. This is Radharani speaking directly. Gopira Mukha Kori Alabati. That the mukha of the gopis becomes the spittoon for Krishna's. Obviously, highly intimate and confidential description. But you understand the intimacy. Now, that's the obvious, well-understood intimacy between husband and wife, or lover and beloved, in Madhura Rati, the conjugal love. But now, what's extraordinary about this verse, because the whole idea is to understand not only the sevas of Radharani's dasis and manjaris, but also the bhav. Bhav means the feelings, the emotions. It's called Gopi Bhav. And that Bhav is within every shloka. It's within every lila. It's within every exchange. Because every exchange and movements, the speaking, the actions and movements of living entities involves feelings. Oftentimes you read in Prabhupada's books the three functions of the mind. Generally the mind is considered, in terms of Yoga Shastra, the mind functions in two aspects. Sankalpa, Vikalpa. There's more asans here. You can come here. This right here. Or some you can come forward a little bit. Do some Vaishnava Seva. Pada Sevanam. In Kartik, you can get 100 times benefit by doing some Vaishnava Seva. It's called Pada Sevanam. So usually we think of the mind as having two functions. It's Sankalpa and Vikalpa. Accepting and rejecting. The Prabhupada often writes that you must be knowing it, small review. The mind has three aspects. But generally, any analysis of the mind is say, sankalpa vikalpa. Oh, I like it, I want it. Oh, I don't like it, I don't want it. I like you, you be my friend. I don't like you, go. Sankalpa vikalpa. But he says, the mind is always thinking, feeling, and willing. Right? Chintana, and then bhavana. Thinking, feeling, willing, itcha, desire, itcha. So that's basic. So therefore, in every action and movement of the human being, there is feeling. This is the premise that I'm establishing. Bhav. We do things with feeling, actions, meaning, feelings. And the feelings that we express depends on the sambandha with the person we're expressing them. And there's five basic sambandhas, shant, das, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya. Sambandha means relationship. Your relationship with the master and the servants in the factory, or the CEO, that's one of master and servant. So when he relates to them, there's certain feelings and certain emotions. The tone of voice, the verbs he uses, he says tum and not up. He says tum jao, or no, he doesn't say up jao, or you know, there's the tone and language. It varies because of the feelings in the relationship. So Gopi Bhava is, what is the Bhava? What is the exchanges between the gopis? And there's five kinds of gopis. And they're in relationship to Krishna and Radharani. So the mandris are so, they're like, these two fingers are very close when I hold my hand up like this. There's no space, they're like this. So one finger is Radharani, one finger is mandris. Krishna's here, there. He can be here or there. But mandris are always here. Sometimes Krishna is also there. Then it's Radha and Krishna and mandri. But sometimes Krishna's not there, and it's Radha and the mandris. Inseparable. As heat is inseparable from fire, shadow from chaya, from vastu. Vastu and chaya. Vastu is substance, and chaya is shadow. And rupa and chaya. So you move your hand, and wherever your hand goes, the shadow goes. So this is the mandris. One in heart, one in mind, one in form, one in place, one in desire, everything. This is mandris. So therefore, such intimacy, such closeness, that Radharani gives directly into the mouth of the mandris her own tambula, her prasadi, her remnants. There's one point here is what's going on, the scene, the setting, the exchanges, the objects, the people, the vibhav, the prema lumba and prema vishai, and the udipan, and all these different anubhavas, what's going on. But actually, these are the scene and setting, but what's the exchange is the bhav. How much love is being shown in this one verse? What are the principles here? The principles of loving exchanges. And Rupa Goswami, of course, speaks about that, even in what is considered a somewhat elementary book of sadhana bhakti, Upadeshamrita, sometimes nectar of instruction. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam. These verses about controlling the senses and then ending up in the banks of Radhakun and your Siddhadeya doing the seva of Radha and Krishna, Chovis Ganta, Astakali Seva, and Siddha Sarupa Vesh. That's in the last verse. So going along the line, to get to that point of where you're exchanging bhavas, bhav seva, and the nitya lila of Radha and Krishna, then you have to develop feelings. You have to learn how to exchange with Krishna's parts and parcels. You have to learn how to exchange love with the parts and parcels of Krishna that are immediately in front of our hands and nose. The Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. What to speak of exchange feelings and love with the Nitya Parishads of Radha and Krishna, Lalita Vishaka, Astasakis, Ruparati, Manjari, etc. The whole idea of sadhana is training in love. What is bhakti sadhana? It's training to love. It's not about objects, it's not about temples and books and money and people and numbers. It's about training in love. This is a sadhana of love, prem sadhana, bhakti sadhana, bhav sadhana, prem sadhana. So there, right in midstream, going towards that ultimate conclusion of Siddhadeya Avasta, Siddha Avasta in our sarup, and then entering the lila in our smaran, meditation, doing seva there as a sadhaka, and also in perfection, is tadati pratigrinati, bhunkte bhojayate java. He's talking about six types of loving exchanges. Right in the middle of the book, there's 11 verses. Tadati, he says that we have to give gifts in charity, reveal gifts. The most important one is revealing the heart, living in your heart, and living in the heart of the devotee, and pleasing the heart of the devotee, not just pleasing ourselves. So this verse is showing the ultimate expression, the topmost expression of loving exchanges, which is one of the primary lessons of the beginning devotee, the sadhaka. Dadati pratigrini bhunkte bhojayate jeva. Then confidence, what is it? Prichati, guya makyakti prichati. Guyam, secretly, confidentially, with trusted friends, reveal your mind. So you don't reveal your mind to someone, you don't open your heart to someone unless you're close to them, unless you have confidence in them, you can trust them that they won't divulge your secrets, and they won't embarrass you or defame you or deface you, or they will promote your cause. They love you, they care for you, they'll push you forward, they'll promote your cause and care for you and help you. So now take it to this. Now this verse we're concluding basically today, begin a new one. It should make some deep sanskara a bhakti sanskar, a deep impression on our hearts of how much Radharani loves her dasis. Like here, you come in the line of this Gaudiya line, and everyone gets the name Das, Das Dasi. Abhay Charan Das. His name was Abhay, Prabhupada's name was Abhay, then it became Abhay Charan Das. So this Das, we're all servants. We get this identity that I'm a servant. And it goes all the way to there, and you're here a Das, a Dasi, and there you become a Das, a Dasi. In the spiritual world, there's only one Swami, that's Krishna. And there's one Swamini, Radha. And there's only one Maharaj. Like my Brijvasi friends here, the Pandas, they say, oh, you're not Maharaj. There's only one Maharaj here. Giriraj Maharaj Ki. He says, this one Panda friend of mine, he says, ISKCON, so many Maharajas, and Gaudiya Math, so many, this Maharaj, that Maharaj. This is all Bekar, this is all fake. This is all drama. He says like this. It's not my, I have all regard and respect for the Maharajas. Because even Babaji's are called Babaji Maharaj. You know, it's Babaji, you know, Satyanarayan Babaji Maharaj, or, you know, the Srila Natanas Babaji Maharaj. They also, even a Goswami, he's Pundarik Goswami Maharaj. He's a Radharaman Goswami preaching around the world and the Bhagavad Gita, Ram Gita, from the Radharaman Gopalbhatta Parivar. But that title is there, usually, even though he's Grihastha. It's reverence, respect, adar. But this is his bhavana that in Vrishabhraj Mandal there's only one Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj. So that's the Saurasic Vachan. That's called Saurasic Vachan. That's his own taste, speech with his own taste. And ultimately it's true, because Giriraj is Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Sakshat Purnatam Bhagavan. Sakshat Purnatam Bhagavan, Swami Bhagavan, Krishna is Giriraj. So, and everyone, every single house in Vrindavan, Braj Mandal, you get these facts, when you come to Vrindavan, there's 5,000 temples, and we heard that in 1977. There are probably a few more now. I mean, there's 5,000 Honda City cars in Vrindavan. What to speak about apartments and deities. But every single house in Braj Mandal, there are two deities. Gopal, Ladu Gopal, and Giriraj. 100% guaranteed. Every single house. Gopal and Giriraj. And if they don't have money to buy a Giriraj, they're Garib or they're Torah, a little poor, they can't buy a little breast Gopal, then they have Giriraj. He's free. He's free. He doesn't cost anything. So this is basically the point I want to mention, that this verse about the spittoons, because I said I didn't recall yesterday, I didn't have a chance. I looked today. In Anti Leela chapter 6, verse 16, verse 132, where Radharani is speaking how the gopi, gopira, gopira, mukha, kore, alavati, the mouths of the gopis become the spittoon for Krishna's prasad. And that same prasadi goes from the gopi's mouth to the manjaris, because of love. It's a reward. It's a gift. It never once will you find anywhere in any lila, any time, any shastra, that this tambul prasad goes to Lalita, or Vishaka, or Chitra, or Champak, or Ranga, or Sudevi, or Induleka, or Chandravali, or Padma, or Shaivya, or Shamala, or any Sakhi. Only the Manjaris. This again, just this, the whole idea that the Sakhis, the Priya Sakhis, Paramprasya Sakhis, and Pran Sakhis, these other Sakhis, they get Krishna Prasad. They get Krishna's Prasadi. After Krishna takes his meal and is Pradosh Kal, in the evening time, he takes his Narayan Prasad in Nandagram, and many things, sweets and other things Radharani sends from Barsana, and Yavat. And then Dinishtha Sakhi, who works in Krishna's house, and then Vrindadevi comes, or other Sakhis come, they collect the remnants of Krishna and they bring it back to Yavat Gram or Barsana, depending where Ranarani is. 3 months in Barsana, 3 months in Yavat. And just now, Radharani is living in Yavat Gram during Kartik, Mrigashirsha, and Posh. These 3 months, Radharani is in Yavat. And then midway through Posh, going towards Magh, then she goes to back. Sridham comes by horseback and some soldiers and picks her up from Yavat and takes her back home. And then Radharani spends the Magh Mas and then Phalgun and Chaitra and Varsana because she wants to play Ho Ho Holy Premse. Then your friend will come up to you in Varsana and say, Premse. And you say, huh. And then it takes the color like this, like that, and then this way and that way and this way. 3 embraces. 1 embrace for the past, 1 embrace for the present, and 1 embrace for the future. I loved you in the past, that's 1 embrace. I love you in the present, that's the 2nd embrace. And I'll love you in the future, that's the 3rd embrace. You ever wonder why when people embrace in India, they do 3 times? You're Indian. You know, you ever see when Indians, like two friends, two brothers, men, whenever ladies, that, you know, you see? You know, they go like this and like that. You can't do 1. That means you're from America or something. And he's like, I love you now, but I don't know about the future and I don't know about the past. At any rate, so then she goes back. So this is just basic, that's the idea, conclusion of this verse, to drive it home, to open this world to us, the world of personhood, the world of feelings, the world we're going to. It's a travel brochure. Look at this place, you know, Polynesian islands, you know, beautiful beaches and huge papayas and so many things and waves and mountains and volcanoes. And let's go there. You know, it's a travel brochure. You get excited by the pictures and the description. So the Rasa Shastras and the Lila Granths of the Goswamis and our Gaudiya Acharyas, they're chock full of descriptions of the Astakali Lila and whole gamut and sweetness and amazing panorama of the spiritual world, which is our goal. Very clear, Goloka Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyo Sridham Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyo Sridham Vrindavan. Sridham Vrindavan, this is our destination. So probably the most beautiful and amazing books to describe Vrindavan, to captivate the heart with the sweetness and poetic expression and captivate the mind with the sceneries and descriptions is Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Kavi Karnapur. It's in Hindi. You can buy it in Vrindavan, Kandela Bookstore. It's in Hindi with commentaries. It's also in English. Ananda Vrindavan Champu. It's, without a doubt, it's the most compelling. And how many people have read, the devotees have read this book, Ananda Vrindavan Champu? 1, 2? How many people have heard of it? Ananda Vrindavan Champu. It's there. Anyway, and all these books, they're so, now when we hear about these things, it's very inspiring. That someone is a sadhaka, he's a buddha-jeev, he's a conditioned soul, excuse me, since time immemorial, rotating the samsara chakra, somehow, by guru kripa, begins sadhana, and dhire dhire, life after life, he comes to the platform of prema, prema bhakti. And then he becomes siddha avasta, he enters perfection. And then that conditioned soul becomes sadhana siddha. And then that sadhana siddha will go to Goloka, Paravyam, Goloka Vrindavan, and attain a siddha deya, sarup siddhi, a spiritual body, to be right there serving right next to Radharani, right in the kunja, with all the other mandris and sakis. This is the infinite possibility the infinite possibilities and what's being presented actually by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the teachings of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Raghunuga Bhakti, the destination of Vrindavan, and primarily in Madhura Rati, as a maidservant of Radharani and Krishna, Radha Govinda Yugo, and what they call Radhadasyam. This is very, all of our books are pointing this direction. There's a letter in Srila Prabhupada's letters books, all his different letters. And they send out, devotee asked Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, the acharyas in our line, are they all mandris? Because we hear that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's name is Nayana Nayana Mani Manjari. Jewel eyes. Nayan Mani. Jewel eyes. Nice name. Nayan. Nayanabhiram. Nayanabhiram is another name of Krishna. And are they all mandris? And Prabhupada said, yes. Yes. For the most part. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is a mandri. Gaurakishore. Jagannath Das Babaji. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur. Vishnu Chakravarti. Baladev Vidyabhushan. Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami. Jiva Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami. On and on and on. So it's definitely the majority plurality, and this is the main thing. And Lord Chaitanya, everywhere, all over the books, he's going into Radha Bhav and Braj Bhav, absorbed in the deepest moods. So this is why these books are pointing us in this direction. So I think I've concluded this verse. And we can go on to the next verse, which is 191, which we want to discuss. This is, again, further continuation of the same theme. If anyone has to leave, it's okay, you can leave, there's no problem. I don't mind. If anyone has some engagements, they can go wherever they have to go. This is verse 191, and the title we have of this, along the same lines, that's why I'm pairing these verses, to show what would it be like to be a mandri? Like sometimes maybe they make a film or something. What would it be like to be formerly a one race car driver? A formerly a one race car driver. Grand Prix. So they put a camera inside the cockpit or whatever they call it, driver's seat. And it's just, the guy is sitting there, you know, there's just him and both sides of them, there's 9 feet of gas tanks, you know, 3 meters of gas. On the right-hand side is full of this jet fuel, and left-hand side is full of jet fuel. And that's what they run the engine with. He's on both sides, and someone hits him, he gets instant shamshan. He gets instant cremation. They just bump into the side of his car. Imagine driving down the road with gasoline on both sides of you. And not gasoline, it's a jet fuel. It's highly volatile, you know, inflammable. And this huge engine, so they put the camera in there and you go with him and he's speaking. And you're like, it's fearful. So imagine what it's like. That's what these books are. Imagine what it's like. You're there. It's called projection. What is meditation? What is dhyan? It's projection. Just like they have the conception. Not conception, rather practice. And the yoga, field of yoga, Patanjali's yoga, there's something called astral projection. It's where it's told in Brahma Samhita that by the power of the mind, muni pungavanam, koti, it says muni pungavanam, says that the munis, by the yogis, by the power of their mind, they can travel to the moon. They can sit in meditation and travel on the subtle plane. They call it the mental cords. The cords. The yogi sits in a cave in Himalayas and meditates, and his atma goes astral. It goes travels to another planet, and what they describe is there's an invisible thin cord. It's invisible, just like chakras. You can't take a picture of chakras inside the body. There's 7 chakras. They're there. psychic energy centers. There's an invisible cord connecting that yogi to his body inside the cave. But his atma, his consciousness, everything has gone, is left. So he's left his body in the cave and he's gone somewhere else to have an experience of the moon planet, which is the closest planet to the earth. So now that's what meditation is. That's what projection is. They were sitting with this book describing Leela, and we're supposed to project ourselves there with our desired identity, which is either given to us or imagined by us or created by us, that I am there with these personalities in this place at this time, who, what, when, where, why, how. These questions will all be asked at this during the meditation. Who am I? Where am I? What am I doing? What time is it? When is it? What ashtayam is it? What lila stali? Where? And what is my seva? Oh, my seva is offering a fan. Well, how will I offer that fan? Well, that's also described in different shastras. I'll fan in such a way that when I'm fanning the fragrance of Radharani's beautiful transcendental form, I'll fan in such a way that Radharani's fragrance will waft off of her body, will move off her body and go up, up the nose of Krishna, who's sitting, lying next to her. And then I'll fan Krishna's body. So that's called the how, the method, the technique, the methodology. If you ever watched Artik, I used to do Pujari work years ago. And sometimes in Kartik, I would offer Mangal Artik or other sevas, Radhasham and Ramareti. And then I would watch some Pujaris. Especially if you want to see the style of a Pujari, watch the way he moves the chamara. And you can see his style. There was one French devotee. He was really good. I would just sit there and look at him, watch it, make the move the chamara. The deities are very beautiful and they can't be beaten, but it's nice to see, especially since I was a Bajari, I was new, I was trying to learn, and he was famous, so I was watching. Then one person stands with one foot on the kusa mat and one foot off the mat, one foot forward. He's like, you know, your 2 feet can just stand like this and you stand there and fan. One guy puts one foot like this, one foot off the mat. One guy, when he fans, his back foot goes up. You know, his right foot, he's like Tribhunga form. His right foot is flat, but then he fans, the left foot comes up. And then comes down. Have you ever noticed? I'm an extremely, extremely observant person. Extremely. I observe all details, everything, wherever I go, about everything. Because I'm just curious and vast interest to learn, understand. Because a philosopher is haunted. Every philosopher is ghostly haunted. You're ghostly haunted. We're all ghostly haunted. Who is the ghost? The ghost that haunts. You know, ghost, boot, you know, prate, boot, pishacha. The ghost that haunts every true philosopher is one question. One question is the ghost. One prashna is the ghost. What is that question that haunts every philosopher? W H Y. Why and why? W H Y, why and why? This is the question. Oh, this so and so did this to so and so at this time and this and that, and this is how it happened. Fine. Why? Oh, he did this, she did that, this and that, they got divorced. Why? What is the upadan karan? What is the upadan karan? What is the naimittic karan? What is the cause of all causes? Back and back and back, the cause. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Ishvaram Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam. The Karan of all Karans is Govinda mero he, Gopala mero he, Govinda mero he, Gopala mero he. Radha rasa bihari, Nandalala mero he. So this is 191 verse, so watch out. You have to go get exorcised. Take out this question and become an ordinary person. Take out this boot. Never ask the question why, just like be a robot. But no intelligent person can be a robot. He must have the answer. That's why whole thing about Gita is all about one word. The whole Gita is about one word. The whole entire Bhagavad Gita is about one word. What is that word? Shamshai. Shamshai. Am I saying it right? Shamshaya? What does that mean? Am I saying it right? Shamshai? Sir? Yes. The whole Bhagavad Gita is about one word, doubt. Arjuna doubted the prospects. To fight or not to fight? No, I'm taking sannyas. Everywhere Krishna is saying, are your doubts removed? Are your doubts removed? Are your doubts removed? I remember one sannyasi he was preaching. He said, we have so many doubts. So many doubts. Doubts will never end. And he said, even if Krishna comes, gives you sakshat darshan, sakshatkar, he appears before you. Very beautiful lotus eyes, long wavy black hair, and a beautiful blue form. Are you really Krishna? Are you? And then you'll go up like this and you go. And you'll try to rub off the blue polish. You'll think this is just some actor in Braj Mandali, and they painted some blue polish on their body, and they're pretending to be Krishna. So you'll go up like this. No, I don't think. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm Bhagavan. This is the nature of doubt. So Krishna's telling it, remove the doubts. So let's go to this next verse. This is 191, and this is the title of this verse is the Manjaris Chastise Sham. So we just heard how intimate, how loving, how dear and close and trusted are the Dasis. We're Dasis, Radha Dasis. The Dasis of Radharani, the Manjari maidservants, Kinkaris, that she treats them and rewards them with such a wonderful Mahaprasad. And now let's hear the intimacy of the Manjaris with Bhagavan, Krishna. Can you imagine the servant in your house? Your house servant or your chauffeur or your servant in your job chastising you? Rebuking you? He does that once, then out. You're fired. But this is a regular occurrence in the kingdom of Leela. Kim re dort. Kim re dort pravara nikatam yasina pranasakya. Nunam balo kuchatatakara sparsha matra vimuyet. Ittam rade patipate rasan nagaram. Te nu aganam. Shiptva bangya ridya ubaya. Kahi samoha yishye. This is the actual words of a mandri, any mandri. This is Sripad and his mandri Srupavesh, absorbed in his bhav and identity as a mandri, although he's a Nityaparishad and Krishna Leela, his name is, or her name is Tungavidya Sakhi, one of Radharani's Astasakhis. But in several verses of Radharas Sudaniti, about 40 verses, Tungavidya becomes a Manjari. Prabodhananda Saraswati becomes absorbed in the bhav, in the mood, in the seva, and the intimacy in sambandha with Radharani as a dasi, as a paricharani, as an anucharani, as a kinkari, which means maidservant, rendering, wants to experience, what's it like to be a mandri, just like Krishna wanted to experience it, what's it like to be my devotee, what's it like to be Radharani, Radha Pranaya Mahima, Radha Madhurima, there's three reasons why Krishna became Gauranga, to experience the greatness of Radharani's love and taste the sweetness of her love and experience the happiness she experiences by serving him. So in this particular, these verses we're discussing, it's Sripa is absorbed in his mandri, in a mandri form. And this is the only, excuse me, that's in Kasi, you know, this, he's Muslim. Cough. Of all the Sakis, it's the only written revelation we have of any particular Saki entering into this, becoming a mandri like this. So she in a mandri saying, "Oh Radhe, when will I totally enchant you? Kari Samoha." So here's an example. What we're going to hear in the translation of this verse is an example of the intimacy and the power. The intimacy and power. I mean, the title of the verse is the Mandri's Chastise Sham. But in this verse, we're going to find out about the intimacy of the Mandri's of Krishna, the Dasis of Radharani. We're going to hear about the power of the Mandri's. Just imagine, because this is the nature of prema, prem vasi bhut. The term is prem vasi, vasi bhut, vasi means control. Prem bhuta means person. Prem vasi bhut, that the person, a person becomes controlled by prem. That's the law everywhere. That is the law everywhere. Mother is controlled by the prem of her children. Children are controlled by the prem of the mother. Husband is controlled by the prem of the wife. Wife is controlled by the prem of the husband. This is the rule. This is the law everywhere. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhadananda Saraswati Pada ki jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani ki jai, Shyama Kanradha Kangir Govardhana ki jai.